The Artist Workshop is a place for people to take classes taught by local artists, purchase art supplies, rent space to work on art, and exhibit their artwork. As the name suggests, it's a place for artists. It's also just an idea right now. But Laura Kanunen says she's patronized similar businesses in Juneau and Portland and thinks it's an idea that will work in Ketchikan. Because who wouldn't want to take a class from, for example, local artist Holly Kanoyer, well known for creating all kinds of stuff out of, well, all kinds of stuff.
It looks like, wow, you know, the way that she puts things together is just so cool. And to be able to, like, sit in front of her and watch her while she says, this is what we're going to make today. And everybody has a pile of stuff sitting in front of them and they get to put it all together to create their own whatever it happens to be.
To be clear, Kanunen has not talked to any artists about teaching workshops yet. She just really likes Holly Kanoyer's work. The vision is mini classes where people go for a couple of hours, have fun, socialize, and come out with a finished thing, artwork, craft item, etc. The Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council has been offering some classes along those lines, and they've been popular. Kanunen says that shows there's a desire for such activities here, and her business would expand the concept even more. She says it's a four-tier business idea. The first three are the workshops, art supplies, and exhibit area, all in one large space.
In my head, it's very cool, by the way. The fourth is that it's a depot for people to drop off old supplies, boxes of whatever they find in their basement. Businesses or organizations can drop off just junk, basically, that can be recycled and turned into art.
Kanunen's business would then either resell the items at low cost or give them away to artists and teachers or use them for art workshops. She says it's a way to keep potentially useful stuff in rotation.
It doesn't need to go to the dump. It doesn't need to sit in your basement for 30 years. That way, it can just find a new life.
This idea of a space for artists has been in Kanunen's head for about a decade. She wasn't sure how to move it forward, but then she heard about the Path to Prosperity program. That was a year ago, and Kanunen wasn't quite ready to take on a new project then. She was a relatively new mom at that point. Then this winter,
I was thinking about, you know, what am I going to do with my life? Am I going to go back to work? And I've been thinking a lot about this idea. And, you know, here's my opportunity. I have time. I don't have money. And here's somebody who's willing to, like, give me an education or, you know, the support anyway that I need and possibly, you know, get some money for this. And wow, what a cool opportunity.
So Kanunen filled out the application.
I really didn't expect it to go, but it did. I was so surprised, and I still am.
As one of the 12 Path to Prosperity finalists, Kanunen will attend a business boot camp in Juneau this fall. Before that happens, she says she'll get at least a first draft of a business plan written. That way, the plan can be refined through the boot camp process. When their plans are done, all the finalists will turn them into the competition, and early next year, two winners will be announced, each receiving $40,000. Winning would be great, of course, but Kanunen says just becoming a finalist has been a big boost.
Whether I win and get the 40 grand or not, I'm that much further along, which, you know, I wouldn't have probably pushed myself to do it on my own.
So in the end, she'll have her business plan, a financial model, maybe some seed money, and a good idea that is much closer to becoming reality. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.